What's up, everybody? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Matt Mentley and Paul Mentley coming
Ayo,
at you.
Dab.
We are in central Wisconsin. We are surrounded by family. We are at a cottage. Our priorities are straight, though. It's a beautiful day, and we will get outside and play.
We pushed our family. We pushed the outdoors all to the side to get this podcast.
Ba-ba-ba, get out of here.
Get out of here, family. Get out of here.
Who pooped the bed, ladies and gentlemen? This is... Well, here's my question to you. Here's my first note, Paul. Is this the best episode so far in the series?
I think... I can't say that for sure, because then we have to define best, we have to define all these different things. This is a very unique episode so far in the series because of the dynamic of it. It is a mystery. We are trying to figure this out. We have not. This is unprecedented. And that just makes me excited for what happens. I have no notes on this episode. I haven't watched it in a long time. I don't know who pooped the bed. I'm in that boat.
It's funny that the stakes are so low, too. I think that's the point as well. And you're right. It is kind of this bizarre, like, weird episode where they're just trying to do something other than, like, here's an A and B story and here's blah, blah, blah. Even though there is a DB story, which we will get into. But the first scene is D complaining that she doesn't have enough girlfriends or she doesn't get to go out enough. And Dennis is like, this is because of that stupid Sex in the City movie. And Matt goes, oh, when will that show die? See, with you without notes, you really gotta bring it, dude, then.
I'm bringing it. Okay. It's brought.
Okay.
It is brought. I just wanted to be shrouded in mystery. You're gonna give me clues and I'm gonna try and deduct who pooped it.
Charlie and Frank come into the bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're arguing about this. Dennis and Mac are like, this is what we're doing for the day. This is our thing.
Which is, yes.
And the fact that it's happened two nights in a row is the concerning part to them.
Because then that means it wasn't an accident.
Right.
It was on purpose.
Dennis and Mac are completely in and they are just ready to get down.
Because who cares about D's story? That's yes. Right. D is not bringing anything to get her out. Bop, get out of here.
So once again, it is a great title card because D is like, seriously, you guys, you're not gonna hang out with me? And Dennis goes, it's not the poop. It's the mystery behind the poop.
Yes.
And it goes to the title card. Who pooped the bed?
Who pooped the bed? We do not know.
Well, the first scene in the once things get revved up here, D just jumps out of nowhere for the waitress because she has no girlfriends. She realized she needs to do something to hang out with females here. So she jumps out. She's got Charlie's notebook.
Oof.
And she's like, listen, waitress, you're not doing anything. We know this. D's like, we know you don't have any friends. The waitress is like, no, I have plenty of friends.
And we still don't know, like, D wants to become friends with this woman. She does not know her name.
No.
She is still only the waitress.
Always and forever, the waitress. So D essentially blackmails the waitress into hanging out with her.
Uh-huh.
But she goes, the waitress is like, I have plenty of friends. D goes, name one. She's like, John, I forgot the name. But she's like, John.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And D goes, that's your cat. Listen, it's all in the notebook here, okay? We know everything about you, waitress. So, waitress agrees to hang out, right? Oh, Frederick. I did write it down. So she goes, Frederick's your cat. We know. We have it all in this notebook. So the guys are off trying to figure out this turd. They go to a science lab? I don't exactly know exactly
they
where they
I
go.
Mean, that's
They're like, we want this poop analyzed?
Yeah, scientists look at feces all the time.
Yeah,
why not
it's no problem for
why
them.
Why not see where it's coming from?
So, do you want to talk about the creepy turd guy who does end up helping them?
Let's talk about the creepy turd guy.
He comes out and he goes, do you guys got a turd? They're like, yeah. I'll look at it.
This man had to decide at some point in his life, like, I'm just going to spend the rest of my life looking at turds. You know, we each look for our calling in life. And this guy's was...
He was ready to do it.
I'm looking at turds.
We find out that he is not a scientist or anything. He just wanted to look at poop. But they go through this poop, and there's wolf hair in it.
A lot of weird stuff.
There is credit card in it. And each thing, Charlie and Frank go, inconclusive.
It is a potpourri. It is inconclusive. How could that be inconclusive?
Which one of you idiots are eating a newspaper? Why do you have so much wolf hair? Listen, wolf hair gets in the apartment. It goes through the air. So they can't figure it out from the inspection.
So their diets are very poor. Yes. They both have poor diets. Inconclusive.
The creepy turd guy, too, was like, a lot of blood in this stool. This guy should really go see a doctor. And they're like, okay, come on, guy. You know, we don't care. Sex in the City night. One of my favorites... Other than Mac's mom is Artemis. I like when we get some Artemis scenes.
Really develops in this episode too, right?
So it's Artemis, it's Dee, and it's the waitress. They're hanging out. This is not the first time we know about the waitress's alcoholism. But she is like, I can't have a drink. I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic.
Which being alone makes sense.
Artemis. So Dee is trying to make this like a Sex in the City thing. So she goes to Artemis and she's like, Artemis, it's a cute top. Where'd you get it? Artemis goes, I got it from Burlington Coat Factory. It's irregular. And then Artemis goes, they're talking about picking up men. She's like, I'm going to get this top off. Blast my nips. Blast My Nips might be a contender for the episode. Oh, wait a second. More Artemis. So they find these guys do come over to their table. And they're all like, ooh, guys coming, 2 o'clock. Artemis goes, I'm Artemis. I have a bleached asshole.
She's straightforward and to the point.
Why would you bleach your asshole? To get hair out of the way? It sounds like it hurts, too. Like, Dickens.
I've never done it. Me neither. I've never done it, so I can't tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have done it, let us know.
Right in. Go to our Reddit page, Mentally Speaks Reddit page.
Are you going
to start
that?
Let us know what it's like. I won't do it, but someone out there might.
So Artemis is 3 lines right off the bat. It's irregular. Blast my nips. I have a bleached asshole in that one scene, dude.
Can we put those together as quotes?
No, you can't.
Because they're all standalone quotes as well. She's not playing off of anyone.
We go back to the gang hanging out. I don't even remember what the... Oh, they go to the apartment where Charlie and Frank sleep.
Investigate the scene.
And they're like, why don't you guys get 2 separate beds? Wouldn't that take care of the situation? Charlie goes, oh, look at me on my bed made of kings. Bed made of kings. So, Dennis and Mac are staking out the night, and they're like, we better stay over. This looks like it needs some monitoring.
They're very invested in this. They're very invested.
They get to, Charlie and Frank are sleeping, and one of them farts, like, and there's a little, and Dennis and Mac are like, ooh, 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 ooh.
It needs to be investigated.
False alarm. False alarm. They scramble after the fart. So they don't... There's another poop in that scene, and they all accidentally fall asleep, and there's another poop.
And there's another poop. Who did it?
Skip back to the Sex and the City gals, and they're trying to buy shoes this time. The waitress is back on the wagon. And I will say this, I think it's hard to act drunk. It's one of the harder things to do. And so, like, I don't know.
She's not as good as Charlie Day. Day is good at acting drunk. She is not as good, but we still get the point. She is off the wagon.
It's hard to act drunk, but the waitress is back on the wagon. And that scene is capped by... a great pratfall by Dee falling into the car while trying to steal high heel shoes.
Yes.
Her head goes straight into the side of that car.
She gets knocked out.
It's great. So we go back to the bar. The Sex and the City crew also go back to the bar. Before the ladies are about to go in, Dee says something to the waitress, like, "Waitress, haven't you held your booze?" And the waitress goes, "How? How do you not know my name?"
They don't. We don't want to know her name.
Okay, so again, we're out in the middle of Wisconsin, and usually I pull up some quotes from the internet just to kind of get back
into
it.
We have no internet.
I don't have what was said before this, but I do have it written down, and Charlie and Frank are fighting, and he goes, "I will shove that poop right back up your ass, Frank!" So, yeah, that's up for a quote of the episode as well. So I will shove that poop back up your ass. Pretty good. The Artemis scene. Oh, no. So Dee is like, screw all you. Well, for one thing, Artemis is like into the poop mystery now. She's like,
everyone is. I'm going to hang back here. I'm sitting here. I am sitting here enthralled. Who did it?
No, Artemis goes, "You guys looking at a shit?" So Dee is like, "I don't want to be around." So Dee goes to this art thing.
Ugh.
That was a weird scene. I didn't really.
Yeah,
that didn't really land for me. There was poops there or something. I don't know. But you had to wrap up the Dee thing, I guess, for a little while.
You had to end that. Because at this point, the viewers are not interested in Dee's thing, just like everyone else is. We're not interested. We want to know who pooped the bed.
Well, let's just get to Artemis's speech, then.
Yes, because she does deduce. She does deduce the deuce.
Yeah, but she doesn't get anywhere.
No, she doesn't. But she does deduce the deuce.
I do, and I do love... Oh, Artemis might win this episode, actually.
Because
she is like... She's talking about Dee, and she's like, "Dee, the bitchy whore. The bitchy slutty whore." And she goes on about it. The bitchy, slutty, dirty whore. That was my favorite part of the speech for sure. But she has all these theories. They do all of these things. They go around.
The dramatizations.
And Dennis is like, "Can we wrap this up soon?" Cricket makes a weird appearance in the Artemis speech, where she's like, Cricket is great at... making other people's turds? That was a weird one. But we do see Cricket for 1 second in the
which
in
is
the
interesting.
Artemis
How does she know about Cricket? Have they ever met? Maybe they do
meet. Oh, yes. They know of each other. They have to know of each other.
Okay.
But obviously, she mentions him.
All right.
But it's great at the end. So Frank comes out, says he does poops, dude. I did all of them. I even did one while she was wrapping up.
And why does he do it, Matt?
Poops are funny.
Poops are funny!
Yes. And then a great Charlie line that ends the episode. Everybody's like, "Yeah, it's funny, whatever." And then Charlie goes, "Seriously, don't poop the bed again, Frank."
He pooped while Artemis was giving
Seriously,
his
don't
speech.
Don't poop in our bed again, dude. Okay, so what do you think?
So, I mean, Artemis really, because the last time we saw Artemis, can you remind me? It was kind of a, like, she was Dee's acting friend.
No, we've seen Artemis a couple times now.
Oh, really?
Once again, I would love to go back on the internet and find out, but I think...
Because now we're seeing her, she is evolving into this vulgar Frank-type person.
Yeah, I'd have to go back in my notes here to really figure out where she is. But she's been hanging around a little bit. They've been asking her to do stuff. But she hasn't really, you know, she's in the Nightman Cometh in a bit. So, yeah, she's a little more involved with the gang in this
season.
She's
more involved, her character has developed... into this sad, which most people do. As we know, the theme of the show is anyone who knows the gang just deteriorates as a person.
Yeah.
And we are seeing that in Artemis. She is blasting her nips. She is bleaching her asshole. She is looking through turds. And she is making deductions about deuces.
Yeah. Somebody's alarm is going off out there. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, not a great podcasting area.
Hey,
get
out of here, you kids!
Yeah, stop making so much noise!
I'm talking here!
So Artemis wins. Quote.
Blast my nips. I think she wins both. Because blast is a funny word to me.
It is. It is. That's
blast
a good one.
Blast is a good word.
I will shove that poop back up your ass, Frank.
That's a good one, too. That is a good one as well.
I guess those are the only ones. If we don't want to give Artemis the double win, but blast my nips,
dude. We can't
stick
like that. We can't be like the NBA and say LeBron's not going to get another MVP because he has five. We got to just say who earned it.
You're right. We can't be slanted here. So Artemis gets the win. Blast my nips. Artemis gets the double win.
So after not having it ever, two episodes in a row where the person wins the quote of the episode as well as winning the episode.
I'm thinking this is the best episode so far. It's definitely the most unique. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of good stuff still coming up.
Yeah, it is a very unique episode.
All right. Anything else, Paul?
That's all I got. We did it. We figured out who pooped the bed.
We figured it out. Next episode is Patty's Pub, Worst Bar in Philadelphia. Nice, also a good episode.
And before we go, Matt, stop pooping the bed. Okay? Seriously.
Seriously. Don't poop the bed.
Don't poop the bed, Matt.